Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better. The world is yours. Treat everyone kindly and light up the night.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days. A lot of setbacks.
All of us, nobody's perfect. We failed too many times. We have so many uncertainty in our life that we have to be capable when we are down to stand up. It's part of the journey, it's part of the process, it's part of our education. In my case, I learned the most when I'm down. And it's good that this certain moments happen. Because when you are in the top of the wave, you don't see under what's going on. I'm always say to my friends, it's good to have problems. It's the only way that you can improve.
To win, you gotta lose. To be successful, you gotta have something that's not successful. To be happy, you gotta have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am.
Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed.
An entrepreneurial culture thrives when it is easy to try lots of new ideas. Facebook wasn't the first thing I built. I also built chat systems and games, study tools and music players, and I'm not alone. J.K. Rowling got rejected 12 times before she finally wrote and published Harry Potter. Even Beyoncé had to make hundreds of songs to get Halo. The greatest successes come from having the freedom to fail.
It's like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You got to teach yourself that.
If you lost in the game, you have to show during this period or during that you are pissed. It's part of. But next day, I'm very capable and I learn that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past, it's never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life, the present. Because you know, you don't know that what's gonna happen tomorrow. Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learn by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're gonna have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work, constant work, constant work. Doesn't matter what's happening. It's gonna happen in your life. You have to continue.
The biggest key to success in anything you do is you gotta have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm gonna be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you gotta pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
What would you do, ladies and gentlemen, if you couldn't fail? What would you do if you were in a situation where your mind couldn't comprehend an outcome in which you lost? Who would you become? What would you do? What type of person would be bred from that willpower and that self-belief and that confidence? Because it all starts here. So ladies and gentlemen, if failure was not an option and you couldn't fail and money wasn't an obstacle and money wasn't real, what would you do? Who would you become? What would be bred out of that desire for greatness? I don't know about you, but in my book, in my opinion, I can't lose. Because losing is something that is designed for people that quit and for people that fail. I don't fail, I learn. I reevaluate, I analyze, I cross-examine. I fine-tune, I refine my craft.
I have failed far more times than I've succeeded. Far more. You will never succeed more than you fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. I tell people this all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. 946 times since he was in high school, the ball has been in his hand to take the game-winning shot with no time on the clock. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. You know what they write about? When he make it. They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you got to do is make one.
The dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and fucking up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser. Like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
So when you fail, it's a part of the process. Keep going. You're supposed to fail. Shit, who you know that gets it right all the time? That's impossible. You have to fail. Matter of fact, when you fail, be glad about it. Every time you fail, you're one step closer. So every time you fail, say, whew, got that out the way. Go to the next one. Fail again, okay, I got two out the way. What's going to happen is if you just keep swinging, you're going to get a hit. A baseball player gets paid millions and millions of dollars for a 300 batting average. That means out of every 10 times he goes to the plate, he only hits the ball three times. They're millionaires. They only hit it three times.
It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had like when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You got to get through it. You got to get through bad feelings. You got to get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
Failure is something that you should be afraid of. It should be afraid of. But that's why you should go out there and challenge yourself to fail. Because if you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass, to succeed at everything you do, which means you're not setting your goals high enough. So for me, okay, I'm gonna go out and break the Guinness Book of World Records for pull-ups. Lofty goal, which is why I failed it twice before I finally got it. I knew going into everything I've ever done in my life, Navy SEAL training, three times before I got it. Everything I've ever done in my life took me three times before I got it. I knew that there was a huge possibility of failure. But what I gained from failure is this. When you see a movie, and you watch a movie about a person who keeps failing, and at the end, they succeed. How do you feel after you watch that movie? Amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I become the movie. Mm. I want to feel how I feel watching someone else in the movie. Mm. When I watched Rocky get his ass kicked and I watched all these different things of failure, I was able to put myself there and say, God, man, how much do you feel now that you finally got there? That's what failure has done to me. I've watched so many things and watched someone succeed at the end of it. It's like, God, I want to feel like that. Mm. But failure causes that one feeling. Mm. Without that failure involved, you don't have that feeling. Mm. If you just pass and you succeed and you're great, that feeling, yeah, okay, I'm good. Mm. What takes you years, months, years to accomplish because you just can't get over the hump, but you continue going back to the drawing board. You're looking for those few seconds after you finally figure out the equation, whatever the equation may be, to get you to finally pass, to succeed. Mm. I live for that feeling, but I can't get that feeling without going through, fuck, I failed this equation. I failed this one. I failed this one. I failed this one. Oh, I'm figuring it out. Mm. So you start to feel it before you even pass, before you even get to the success part. And then once you succeed, the feeling is unbelievable. Mm. And you take that feeling of success through failure and you put it in your cookie jar. And you say, I'll come back and get you again. I'm going to need you again down the road in my life to call on you.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.